Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, what's happening, everybody? And welcome to The Build Up as we go right back at it tonight. The San Jose Sharks, yesterday, they hosted the Seattle Kraken. Tonight, they are in Seattle, 7 o'clock go time, 6:30 pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network as the Sharks once again take on the Kraken. In what I am expecting to be a chippy physical battle, considering these guys are probably sick of each other having just played yesterday. We heard from head coach Ryan Warsawski yesterday. We'll get into that in a minute, but I also wanted to give you the three interviews I did after last night's win in case you did not hear them on Morning Tide. And with a quick turnaround, I know there's less listening time available to you. Also, busy holiday weekend. But I did talk with Tyler Toffoli. He gave me some good answers, including some turducken talk that I was not expecting. All right, we're here with Tyler Toffoli after the Sharks' impressive 8-goal output against Seattle on a Friday afternoon. So everybody was fueled by a big Thanksgiving meal, I take it?
Yeah, we cooked a turducken at the house, so the boys loved it. So.
How was it?
It was good. wait for next year to cook another one, though.
Nice. Yeah. So this was a kind of a weird game. Special teams dominate early on, a lot of penalties, a lot of goals early on all throughout the game, especially in light of the last game where it felt like you guys played a tighter game but maybe could have been rewarded but weren't. What was your takeaway after this one? Is that just the NHL life day to day?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, not a easy game to stay involved, but I think obviously we found a way and ended up scoring some timely goals, and it's never ideal to give up 5 goals and in any sense, and just happy we got a win, and now we can regroup and get back at it tomorrow.
I've seen this before where you get a goal early, another one happens shortly thereafter. Did you kind of think in your mind, like, oh, this is one of those games?
Not necessarily. I mean, like I said, after the start, a bunch of penalties and all that, and wasn't easy to stay involved. And just like I said, just happy to get the win, and we'll move on from it.
The offense has obviously been steadily getting better week after week with the team. How satisfying is that for you just to watch everybody else kind of grow into their roles with the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think the past couple weeks we've been playing really good hockey, and obviously some unfortunate bounces in some of the other games, and obviously couldn't get wins, but I think looking, you know, forward and looking positive, it's been a good sign.
All right, well, I know you guys have got to get ready for a flight to Seattle, quick turnaround, but thank you very much, man. I'll see you soon. Have a great trip.
Thank you.
Again, Tyler Toffoli keeps on being worth every single penny that was invested in him, and I'm excited to see what he does tonight in any capacity, scoring, assisting, being a leader, being physical. It's fun watching Tyler Toffoli right now. I also spoke with Alex Wennberg, and he gave us his thoughts on where the team has been going, his own development offensively, and everything with the team and how it's trending heading into this trip. Right here with Alex Wennberg after the Sharks' 8-goal output. Obviously, man, you've watched this team grow in your time here. You're becoming more and more involved with the offense yourself. How is it from your point of view to watch the team starting to find that rhythm offensively?
No, it's good. I mean, obviously, we knew we were a great team. I didn't get the start we wanted this season. But you can see, like, it's a lot of talent, a lot of hardworking players right here. So it's fun, a game like this today. I mean, we just keep fighting. You keep doing what we do. And, I mean, right now, the skill takes over and we score some goals. So, yeah.
How about your chemistry with Tyler Toffoli? It seems like you guys really understand how to find each other. Obviously, a couple games ago, you guys hooked up behind the net when you found Luke Cunningham on a goal. Today, once again, you guys were on the same page.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just think he's a hell of a smart player. He's the way he reads the game in a while. The way, I mean, his scoring ability just to find those open spots. I think it fits my game pretty well when I'm coming up. He's trying to find a spot, and I mean, right now, I just feel like the more games we play together, the better it gets.
This was a weird one early on. A lot of special teams play obviously took away from the flow. How hard was that for everyone, especially when every time you guys scored, the other team kept on answering?
Yeah, I mean, it was a kind of a weird game, and especially like you say, we got to stay off the box right there. I mean, they get momentum from it, and it's tough, but I mean, at the end of the day, there's a funny way to win league, kind of, and today, I mean, we obviously play them tomorrow as well, so I think it's a lot of momentum to get this win, get that confidence, and come to their building. And
how is it to play a team right back to back when it's not a playoff situation? It's regular season, a little bit different, but you think there'll be a little bit more animosity maybe?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, if there's any little scrums and stuff like that, it kind of carries over to the next game. But I mean, I feel like just every team you play, you come in, you want to be 100% ready, 100% prepared for it. So it doesn't matter really who we play against. You do the scout report and you just commit to it fully.
I noticed that in the last couple of games, you guys have been more physical overall. Is that just something you guys were trying to do, or is that just maybe a natural byproduct of the game you guys are playing?
I mean, I think it comes with a little bit of how we want to play. I mean, we want to be a team to be tough to play against. If we're kind of like getting in and get physical and kind of make it hard for them to play, I feel like that's a success for us. So it's not really that we're talking about getting those big hits, but for sure to get more involved. And especially if you can get the team you're playing against to be a little bit like caught off guard with those, I think that's an advantage for you, yeah.
And then looking at this game versus the last game, you know, Ottawa is a cleaner game from you guys. It felt more like a game that you would have been rewarded with a win as opposed to kind of a shootout today with 13 goals. Is that just life in the NHL where you think, okay, that's the way it works out?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the NHL, you don't never know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, a game like this, you get a bunch of goals, and the other game, you feel like you should win that or you get rid of the loss. So, I mean, it is what it is, and that's why you always got to be ready for whatever happens. You can't really take a step back because there's good teams into this league, so you just got to be ready every night.
And are you guys all excited for the road trip?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long one. So obviously right now I feel like it's a great opportunity to start off from good terms, just to get that first game and first win. So I mean, that's the goal right there, and then after that we carry on.
And then have you heard that because of the couple of game-winning goals you've had, we've called you Winberg as opposed to Winberg?
Winberg?
Has that made it your way?
I haven't made my
Has
way.
Has anyone been called you that before?
No, okay, but so I kind of like it. I got to live up to it, though.
There we go. I've made you aware of it now.
That's good.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, he genuinely seemed to like that, so hopefully we can talk more about Winberg going forward. And I also spoke with Jake Walman after his big day. We are here with Jake Walman after his two-goal performance in the Sharks' offensive explosion, an 8-5 win over Seattle. This was a weird game, right? Like the penalties early on, not a lot of flow. You've got just a lot of offense in this game. Was this at all expected, especially after the way you guys played against Ottawa the other night?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's the ideal game that we want to be kind of in a shootout like that back and forth, but at the same time, I think we showed a lot of good things in that game. Obviously, we have a lot of firepower and showed that tonight. Just got to tighten up on a few things, especially defensively, and kind of limiting our chances against, kind of with the turnovers there a little bit. It wasn't the cleanest game, but glad that we can come out on top.
Obviously, your offensive game is gelling. It feels like you're being more involved each week that you're here with the team and get more used to all these new teammates. How has that progression been for you?
Yeah, I've always, I guess personally, I've always prided myself on being a two-way player, and being able to provide offense from the back end, I think, is huge from any team. So we got guys on our team that we can all do it, and yeah, fortunate enough to have play with some great teammates that make it pretty easy out there for me. So yeah, as long as we can chip in, as a D-man, if you can chip in, it's a good sign.
What did you think of that second goal? Did you think it had a chance?
Which one's that?
The netter.
Oh, yeah. I've never had an empty net. But
oh, it's your first. Nice.
I think it's my first. But, yeah, I you don't normally practice 200-foot shots like that. So, fortunate enough that went in. And, yeah, we were up two, so it's okay to take a shot at it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, this team is now going out on a 6-game road trip. Obviously, Seattle tomorrow on a very quick turnaround. And then to the East Coast. It feels like the way the team's playing, that there's some excitement now for this to go out onto the road and have this new test.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a buzz around us right now, and whether that's just internally or even outside too, we know what we got in this room, and I think we're building something pretty special. I think with the guys that we've brought in, the guys that were here, kind of turning the page on what it's been in the past few years, and kind of starting fresh and kind of building into a team that can win and can compete and be there at the end of seasons in meaningful games. So, yeah, it's an exciting time. Obviously, we can string together some wins. It's a great feeling, and yeah, I look forward to going on the road with the boys. It's always fun.
And were you powered by a good Thanksgiving meal today?
We went to Foley's house, a bunch of us.
Oh, he did the turducken, right?
Yeah,
what'd
he had a big turkey and a turducken. It's my first time having that too, but yeah, it was good. I think it's it was juicy, and it's hard to make a turkey juicy, but they did it, so good. Nice. Cooking job from them.
Nice. Well, I will let you go because I know you guys have to catch a plane, but thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you.
So good hearing from the three of them after an impressive victory against Seattle last night. Not the cleanest game, not the most mistake-free game they've ever played, but it was definitely good enough for the win. And, you know, the Sharks, it's been a while since they've been scoring goals like this. They've had two games with seven or more goals in the last week. So, yeah, I will take it. I will take it any day of the week. You love to see it from San Jose, and they've been cruising along. All right, like I said, we're going to get into some of that audio from head coach Ryan Warsowski ahead of today's game. No morning skate, so he was just meeting with the media. But he was talkative. He was in a good mood. A couple of things to get to. Mackenzie Blackwood is getting the start. In terms of lineup changes, he said there was one game time decision. He would not tell us who it was. And that also that Will Smith was going to play tonight. So we're going to see some excitement out there on the ice in terms of looking at mostly, I assume, the same lineup. Warsowski was asked about Will Smith being able to bounce back after making a play that led to a goal for Seattle.
Yeah, I think he's playing some good hockey. I mean, the two defensemen on that play should be underneath that too. So it really, yeah, should Will make a better play on the wall? You could say that, but there's a reason why we have our defensemen in certain situations to cover for those mistakes. And we just got a little bit above the puck. So I wouldn't say that's completely on Will. I think his game's translating a lot. Obviously he's scoring and he's putting points on the score sheet, but he's doing a lot of other things that we've talked to him about. And you're seeing some steps in the development in his game right now. So, for any time a player makes mistakes and responds, it's obviously a positive.
And yeah, Will Smith should be able to have some leeway to make mistakes and learn from them, not just because he is a rookie, but just because that's what every player in the NHL goes through. You are going to make mistakes. Great players make mistakes. It's their ability to respond in the immediacy that makes them a great player. And if you can't respond, if you get stuck in your own head, yeah, that's going to mean you're going to have trouble out there on the ice. You're going to be thinking about it. You've got to forget it, move on, make the next big play. Will Smith was able to do so. Warsowski was also asked about Kleem Kostin, his ability to bounce back after some rough times earlier this year, and gave a very expansive answer about how the Sharks are supporting players so that they can be their best selves out there on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they're hockey players, but they're human beings. They go through things off the ice, whether that's personal, whether that's within their own game. There's a lot of things that go through, just like you and I or anyone else in this world. There's some things that happen in people's lives that affect their performance. And it's important that we have a support system, whether that's a teammate, whether that's a coach, whether that's our sports psychologist, whether that's family, that is there to help you. And that's what, being a human being and being, respectful of your teammates is all about. And we're starting to see that. And our guys have been really good. And this won't be the last time it's, a guy helps someone else and picks each other up. But that's what being a part of a team is all about. And being part of family is all about. And that's when you have success. And, I'm happy that, he's starting to feel better about himself and his game and things are starting to turn a corner for him.
Warsowski was also asked about just the vibe in the room overall, which I can say, even though it was a win in last night's dressing room, yeah, the guys are feeling it. You can tell the positive vibes overall are pushing the team in a positive direction because last year the wins were rare and right now they are not rare. It feels like there is a level of expectation that was not there before in terms of their ability to acquire or secure points, and it's just got everybody feeling better. Warsowski.
There's obviously we're winning some hockey games, which usually helps a lot. And there's some belief in our room. We Mike brought in some really high character individuals that help create the energy. We obviously have the younger players that have come in now. So there's been a lot of change. And you're seeing a team that's growing, which we thought it would take 15, 20 games. And it takes a while to create that bond with each other and really the love that you have for each other as a teammate. And we're starting to see that a little bit. Is it completely there? Not yet, but we're definitely taking steps since training camp to get to where we believe we need to be as to have success. And we're starting to see that kind of come to fruition.
We're also coming off a game in which Jake Walman and Tim Liljegren scored goals, and the blue line collectively has been chipping in more offensively for the Sharks. This was, of course, the positional grouping that Ryan Warsowski worked with the past couple of years. He offered this.
Yeah, I think, in this day and age in the National Hockey League, you need your D to, get up in the rush. You need your D to be active on the offensive blue line. The game's changed quite a bit, from the early, late 90s to in the early 2000s where – D would stay at the blue line in the offensive zone. They'd stay at the net in the defensive zone. You're seeing more and more teams, you create offense from your defensive zone now, and you create offense from the offensive blue line down. And, D-men are getting off the blue line and it's staying down low. Where back in the day, they go down low, but they get right back out. So I think the game has changed quite a bit in that area in particular. So anytime we can get our D into the rush or a D active at the offensive blue line, that helps us. It gets more numbers around the puck and it helps us create more offense. So we're getting there. We're developing those habits. It's coming along. But again, at the same time, the defenseman, you have to also defend the right way.
Orsovsky, who did confirm that Will Smith will be playing today, and this was a scheduled day for him to play, also talked about just how Will Smith has benefited from some of the rest days he's had over the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule has been heavy here since the beginning of the year, really. So he's playing a lot of games. He's playing, a game that he's practicing, which he hasn't done a lot in his career, coming from the college schedule. I think early on when he wasn't getting the points, when he wasn't scoring, there was a lot of skill work involved of getting himself into positions to score and getting his confidence up to play with the puck. So I think it's been really beneficial for him. And there'll be another, with Will and Mac, there's going to be times where fatigue's going to hit in, not them, but our whole group. And we got to manage that the best we can. And we have an idea and plan in place when it does happen. But again, taking it day by day. And, and I think, both those guys have done a really good job with their schedules. And they've been really beneficial to have those days.
As for tonight's game specifically, Warsawski was asked what the first 5-10 minutes have to look like from San Jose.
Here, we've got to make it simple. We got to make it, got to make them come 200 feet on us. We can't make these high risk plays for the neutral zone early in this game and give them momentum. So, yeah, that's a good point. We're going to be preaching that pretty heavily today. Our first 5-10 minutes is going to be super important. It's obviously, I think it's a difficult building to play in. They have a good crowd, I'm assuming, on a Saturday night. And, we got to make sure we don't get the momentum with, shooting ourselves in the foot with puck play.
And as for the road trip, Warzo is looking at one game alone.
Yeah, I'm really focused on this game against Seattle. To be honest with you, I really don't look forward that much. We're focused on this game tonight, and really that's all.
This is a big six-game road trip for San Jose, and starting off with a win or getting points out of tonight's game against Seattle would be huge. They're not home again for about 2 weeks. They're not back till December 14th, but it's tonight in Seattle, Tuesday in Washington, Thursday against Tampa, Saturday in Florida, then next Tuesday the 10th against Carolina, the Thursday the 12th at St. Louis before they're finally back home on the 14th taking on Utah. So for San Jose, a huge stretch for them, taking on very good teams in tough time zones. They're going to have to adjust their body clocks. There's going to be a lot for them to get used to. But again, there is opportunity here for San Jose to play some great hockey, to have some great moments, to really try and define the early parts of their season. Because we are, by tonight's game, it'll be game 27 of the season, and it'll be a very big opportunity for San Jose to really get things going for this road trip. And I think that, while we are 27 games in, the first nine, obviously, were without a win. It's been a completely different team from that point, but to make good on that and all the hard work they've done up to this point, they've got to be walking away with two or three wins from this road trip, as well as maybe a couple other, overtime or shootout losses in there to get points. Their last road trip on the East Coast, they got 4 out of 8 points, but they only won one game. Now, obviously, there's nothing wrong with that per se, but you want to be taking more. You want to be getting more out of these games. You want to be getting more out of these trips. And I think, again, even though this is a very difficult road trip, San Jose has the ability to make some noise and make more of a name for themselves across the NHL to get people saying, hey, there's something good going on in San Jose. This is a team to be worried about, because you've got Mikael Granlund, you've got Fabian Zetterlund, you've got William Eklund, you've got Wallman, you've got Liljegren, you've got Toffoli. These guys are playing well. Alex Wenberg is playing very good and getting better every single game, especially when we're talking faceoffs. And then you look at the way that players like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are making their names across the NHL right now. There's a lot of fun happening with the San Jose Sharks right now. There's a lot of fun that can continue to happen on this big six-game road trip. All right, we are just about out of time. Remember, pregame 6:30, go time 7 o'clock, right here on the Sharks Audio Network as San Jose takes on Seattle for the second day in a row. I will see y'all tomorrow morning for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.
Hands off to Granlund, moves and shoots, score!